Chapter 16. As Free as a Bird. Jesus began his earthly ministry by reading in the synagogue at Nazareth the following words from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. And then he said to the congregation, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Turning to the place that Christ read from, we find these words, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Hebrew term which Isaiah rendered the opening of the prison has the general meaning of opening and is applied to opening the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Accordingly, the Savior gave it this double application in reading it, so that in Luke, instead of the one statement, the opening of the prison to them that are bound, we have the two statements, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. The whole import of the text is that Christ came to give freedom in every sense of the word. It is charged with the idea of liberty to an extent that few realize. You will be amply repaid for a few minutes of studying it closely, and for many hours of meditating on it later. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 says that Christ was anointed to proclaim liberty to the captives. The word liberty is from a Hebrew word which denotes a swallow. The verb form means to fly in a circle, to wheel in flight like a bird in the air. From this, it is easy to see how the word came to mean freedom and liberty. We learn that the Bible idea of liberty is best represented by the graceful flight of a swallow through the air. We often use the expression as free as a bird, and that exactly expresses the liberty with which Christ makes you free. Isn't it a glorious thing? What a sense of freedom thrills your soul at the very thought of it. Sin is bondage. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Everyone that committeth sin is the bondservant of sin. John chapter 8, verse 34. Not only are you in bondage, but you are in prison. The Apostle Paul says, The Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Galatians chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The word concluded means shut up together. All sinners are in bondage, shut up together in prison, condemned to hard labor. The end of sin is death. James chapter 1, verse 15. Consequently, you are not only shut up in prison, condemned to hard, unprofitable labor, but you have the fear of death continually before you. It is from this that Christ delivers you. See Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Psalm 102, verses 19 and 20. Christ says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 36. Free indeed. With what you have already learned from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, you can easily grasp the fullness of that freedom. Imagine a bird that has been caught and shut up in a cage. It longs for freedom, but the cruel bars make that impossible. Then the door is opened. The bird sees the opening, but has so often been deceived in its attempts to gain its freedom that it hesitates. It hops down and finds that the prison really is open, trembles a moment for very joy at the thought of liberty, then spreads its wings and wheels through the air with such rapture as can only be known by one who has been a captive. Free indeed, as free as a bird. This is the liberty with which Christ frees the captive of sin. The psalmist had that experience and said, "Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped." Psalm 124, verse 7. This is the experience of everyone who truly and without reserve accepts Christ. It is the truth that gives this freedom. For Christ says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. He is the truth, and His word is truth. The psalmist says, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and Thy law is the truth." Psalm chapter 119, verse 142. I will walk at liberty, for I seek Thy precepts. Psalm 119, 45. From the margin, this is literally, "I will walk in a broad place, for I seek Thy precepts." This fits with verse 96. "I have seen an end of all perfection, but Thy commandment is exceeding broad." The commandments of God form an exceedingly broad place in which all may walk who seek them. They are the truth, and it is the truth that gives freedom. The law is spiritual, Romans chapter 7, verse 14. That is, the law is the nature of God, for the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Because the Spirit of the Lord God was in Christ, He could proclaim liberty to the captives of sin. So we read the words of Paul, who had been a captive slave, sold under sin. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. The law of God was and is in the heart of Christ. Psalm 40, verse 8. Out of the heart are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, 23. Therefore, the life of Christ is the law of God. When you attempt to keep the law in your own strength, you invariably get into bondage, just as surely as though you willfully broke the law. The only difference is that in the latter case you are a willing slave, while in the former you are an unwilling slave. In Christ alone the perfect righteousness of the law is found, and therefore His life is the perfect law of liberty, into which you are told to continually look. James chapter 1, verse 25, and Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. The law that shuts you up to certain death when you are out of Christ becomes life and liberty to you when you are in Christ. We have seen that the commandment is exceeding broad. How broad? Just as broad as the life of God. Therefore, the liberty or the broad place in which you can walk when you seek the law of God is the breadth of God's mind, which comprehends the universe. That is the glorious liberty of the children of God. His commandments are not grievous, but on the contrary are life and liberty to you, as you accept them as the truth is in Jesus. God has not given you the spirit of bondage, but has called you to the liberty which He Himself enjoys. For if we believe His word, we are His children, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Only the Spirit of God can give such liberty as this. No person can give it, and no earthly power can take it away. We have seen that you can't get it by your own efforts to keep the law of God. The greatest human efforts can result in nothing but bondage. Therefore, when civil governments enact laws requiring you to follow a certain religious custom, they are simply forging fetters for you, because religion by law means a religion by purely human power. It is not when you try to do right that you are free, but when you actually do right. But you can't do right unless the works are worked in you by God Himself. The liberty which Christ gives you is the liberty of your soul. It is liberty from the bondage of sin. That and that alone is real religious liberty. It is not found anywhere but in the religion of Jesus Christ. When you have that liberty, you are free, even in a prison cell. The slave who has it is infinitely more at liberty than his cruel master, even if the master is a king. Who is there who does not want liberty that is something more than a name? And now, one more word of encouragement to you if you are the slave of sin, and are heartsick because of your bondage, and are discouraged through the failure of your repeated attempts to escape. Freedom is yours, if you will but take it. Read again the words of Christ, which are living words today. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. What is that? Liberty has already been proclaimed. Your prison doors are already opened, and you only have to believe it and to walk out continually believing it. Christ is today proclaiming liberty to you, for He has broken the snare and loosed your bonds. Psalm 116, verse 16. He tells you that He has opened your prison door so that you may walk at liberty if you will only walk by faith in Him. It is faith that opens the door to you when you are shut up in sin. Believe His word. Declare yourself free in His name, and then by humble faith stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free. Then you will know the blessedness of the assurance. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.